Now, Venezuela says 58 foreigners have been arrested on suspicion of inciting anti-government protests and violence across the country. Colombians, a U.S. citizen, a Spaniard and an Arab were among those arrested. President Nicolas Maduro claims his opponents are planning a coup against him with the backing of the United States. Meanwhile, police and anti-government protesters have once again clashed in Caracas. The protesters took to the streets of the capital, flouting a law that restricts demonstrations. The police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd. The country has been the scene of pro- and anti-government protests since February. The anti-government demonstrators say they're angry about high inflation, crime and food shortages. However, the government says they're using these grievances as a pretext to launch a coup. Presidente Jesús Silva, our correspondent, joins me from Caracas for more on this. First of all, what have these foreigners been doing that they've been arrested?
Well, according to the official statement, the authorities think that these individuals might be related to some activities of conspiracy that are being backed by the USA. So for this reason, the investigation is underway and they will be interrogated. Of course, their human rights are going to be respected. That was the statement given by the Minister of Internal Affairs, Mr. Rodriguez Torres, a few hours ago. So the scheme spoken by the government is that the U.S. is really supporting activities to destabilize the country, and that's so far the picture right now.
And in general, what has the administration of Nicolas Maduro done to curb the violence and of course, solve the problems of the people?
Well, the violent clashes have diminished during the last several weeks, and that's probably because the activity of the government and the security forces are being deployed all over the Venezuelan territory. In the opinion of the opposition, there has been repression against human rights and possible cases of torture. All these cases are being investigated right now, most of all within the framework of the peace talks that are being held between the government and the opposition.
All right, President Jesús Silva reporting from Caracas. Thanks, Jesús.